Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold on there, partner. Before y'all go on past this point, I gotta let you know that this is not safe for work. This podcast beyond this point is basically a saloon. What I mean is, it's not meant for children. There's a lot of cussing, a lot of drinking, a lot of inappropriate language, depictions of violence. So before you go on, just remember, it's not safe for work. Alright, enjoy yourself.
Your journey to Old Moonbright begins as the moon starts to dip beneath the horizon. The morning sun turns the sky from a solemn blue to a hopeful array of oranges and yellows. The journey is taking you about 2 hours on foot, and you begin to see the outskirts of town, Old Moonbright. However, Sandra, you notice in particular that the town looks completely different from how you remembered it previously. Every facade is it's now covered in like these thick, thorny vines, and most of the buildings look so unkempt, it's possible that the vines themselves have replaced the wood frames of the buildings. The path leading into town is lined with various mycelium and fungus, so there's like all these mushrooms and things growing on the path to town. As you approach the main street, you can see the layout of the town you once resided in. Directly at the end of the street, the far end, is your father's lab / botanical gardens and childhood home. Lining the left side of the street are various residential homes, most of which look heavily covered in that thorny vine. And on the right side of the street are places of business, including a bakery, a smith shop, and a common market. Wherever you guys want to go, take the reins.
Can we visit the smith shop?
Sure. You guys want to act it out, or just you're going to go right there? You guys want to decide as a team?
Hey, Sandra, where you think the most likely place that we're going to find them crests are?
Well, is there any way that we should really be going into? It looks like that fungus stuff has really taken over all of the buildings here.
All right, time out, Kirk. You said that, like, are there people in the businesses? Like, is it, like, business as usual, or is it a rundown town?
There is nothing. There is not a single person in sight.
This is old membrane.
So that's right. Hey guys, I don't really recognize anything here. It looks completely different than where I grew up.
It almost looks abandoned.
It sure does. To answer your question, Dale, to be honest, I have no idea where we can get those crests. Maybe we can look in my father's old lab to see if he left any behind.
No.
So, sorry, Dale. Just to be clear, I just want to know, I can't touch the vines, right? Do not touch. Should
Probably
we touch
good
the vines?
Idea if we just avoid.
Why do you want poison? To touch the vine?
Well, it just looked like they're everywhere, yeah?
Well, let me do a quick investigation, Kirk. May I please check the vines and whatnots to make sure to see?
Can I assist on that, please?
Yeah, sure. Let's see here. Roll me nature check.
Hey, Kirk.
Yes.
I was listening to other shows, and I think we might be doing assists wrong.
Oh, probably. What do you do with assisting?
Usually, if someone wants to assist, they have to either say or do something that would constitute an assist, like give extra piece of information or do an action that would help.
Well, I don't know if I need an assist with a 16 plus 1. 17?
I'll just stand there for moral support and then encourage Sandra. Good job. Yeah. Thank you for looking at things. Yeah, thank you.
No, Sandra looks over at Mora, who's like really close, and then just kind of rolls
her
eyes a little bit.
I'm just looking up at you as you examine the vines and just watching.
So you had a 17 total?
Yeah, 16
okay,
plus 1.
With a 17 in nature, Sandra, you recognize these vines as the ones that were similar to the plant that your father found that came off-planet years ago. But what you notice that's different is that before, while it was like a simple, green, unthorned vine, now the vine is like thorny and like has like black streaks through the green vine. Like it's taken on a new form.
Cal, you really wanted to touch that.
No, I didn't want to touch it. I just want to know, like, do I need to avoid it? You know, is it going to be bad if I touch it?
Honestly, I don't think that we should touch it. We should steer clear of these I've seen this once before and it didn't turn out so good, and it looks like they've mutated into something I don't recognize, so if it was bad then, it's probably bad now.
I just don't want to turn into a zombie, you know?
No.
So whatever I can do to steer clear of that, yeah?
I don't think any of us wants to be zombies, no. Cal.
Same page. Same page, sir.
You know what? Speaking of them zombies, I was thinking, since Mora and I have, you know, sort of a magic ability with fire and whatnot, we don't have to touch them zombies. Maybe you all should take these dragon's breath potions, and they were pretty effective. And I hand Cal a dragon's breath, and I hand Sandra a dragon's breath.
Perfect. Yeah, just write them down for now, guys, that you have them, and I can add them to your inventory later.
Sandra is quite unwilling to accept his help, and so she kind of sneers at him for a second and then goes, and then she ends up taking it from you.
I've literally done nothing to you.
That's why I'm so mad, playa. Just kidding.
Gross.
Cal just takes it and just, thank you, Mary. It's in his pocket.
Oh, they're getting gifts. What do I get?
We get the power of friendship.
Are there returns?
Nope.
Exchanges. Returns are exchanges for something more valuable.
All right. I guess I'll take it.
Kirk, I'd like to go into my father's lab, please.
Okay, starting off in the lab.
Yeah, obviously. Nostalgia. Father, family.
Family.
Right. So, Sandra, I'm guessing you're just taking off going towards the lab.
Yeah, team. Without telling anybody.
Where the fuck is she going?
So, should we follow? Is that... We're just supposed to...
Well, we don't know where to go, do we? Just walking down this footpath. We don't know where we're going, so I guess we have to follow her. She's just gone on some adventure on her own.
I'm literally... I'm literally 10 steps away from you guys. I can hear you. Yes, follow me. Yes, please, follow
me. Well, we'd like a little bit of a heads up next time. We don't know where we're going, and we don't really want to be separated at this point.
Well, since I'm the only one who seems to have any semblance of knowledge here, then yes.
All right, all right.
Okay.
So the four of you make your way down the street towards Leo's lab. So you make your way down the street to a two-story building. The top story of this building looks like it's been collapsed, so there's just vines that have overtaken the roof. To the right of the building is a small greenhouse. The house, like all the others, is covered in those thorny vines. However, this house seems to almost be like made completely of them. They block the windows, they block the door, the path to the house. It almost seems like maybe they're emanating from the house.
It looks like the vines are emanating from this house.
I love...
But they block the door and stuff, right? So
they do block the door.
So do we just... We probably need to go in through the greenhouse then? I would assume that there's got to be just an opening to the greenhouse instead of doors. I don't know.
Can we do a perception check? How about you do it, Del, since you were so keen?
I'll do a perception check to see if I can see an opening. No, I can't. I'll just say it right now.
All right, I'll do it. It's my papa's greenhouse. I also can't see it.
All right, third in line. Let's see if I can see anything, guys.
You guys are all blind. Boy.
I got three. I can't see.
That's what I got, two of the three. All of us are trying to look, but we're like moving at the same time, so we're like not seeing shit.
Did you both get a three?
Yeah,
I got a three.
No, actually, take it back. I got one plus my two bonus, so I got a one plus two.
Cal, come on, be the savior. What'd you get?
Come on, use your special eyes, Cal. Special eyes, come on.
My brand.
Special eyes.
Oh, I got a nine.
Jesus Christ.
A 9 is good enough. I mean, so if a 10 is being completely average, a 9 is slightly below that. From the front of the house, you cannot see a visible opening into the greenhouse.
Let's go around, guys.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go around.
Okay, you guys all around to the back of the house.
Is that what it sounds like when we walk?
Yeah. That's what it sounds like when I walk, at least. Yes.
So you make your way to the back of the greenhouse, and What you're seeing behind it is still very thick vines covering most of the greenhouse. You do see an opening near where the greenhouse meets the house. That's approximately 2.5 feet wide where the vines...
God damn it.
2.5... You know what that means. If it's 2.5 feet wide.
God damn it.
That's all you.
Oh, boy.
Mora, you're the only one who can fit in there. Get in there.
We all walk up and see the opening, then all three of us turn and look at Mora.
No! Fuck you guys. I'm not going through there. No.
Come on, if we start chopping these vines, who knows what kind of shit's gonna release and we're gonna breathe and turn into them walking zombies.
Can we at least just... I mean, come on, there's gotta be something else. No.
Get in there.
Not really.
Get in there. Get in.
Okay.
Oh, wait, hold on.
You know what? You know what? I don't know if this works for players, but we're gonna do this anyways. I want everyone that was trying to convince her to make a persuasion check.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Persuade me.
How nat convincing
20.
Are you?
Nat 20.
Damn. I
got
nat
20, guys.
8 and nat 20.
Yeah, come on. She's got it.
All right, so get what's the compelling speech you give her to get her in the house?
Sandra kneels down to get eye level with Mora, and she says, "Look, I know you're scared, but you're the only one who can fit in here. Look at us. We're giants compared to you. There must have been a reason you joined our troop. There's a reason you're here. This could be one of the reasons.
This can't be the only reason that I'm here.
It's so important. We have to know, and you can do this. You are a brilliant dwarf, magical, bubbly lady. If you do this for me, I will owe you one."
Oh, God.
And you're persuaded. Yeah, you were convinced by
that. That was so beautiful. I am actually crying. I'm actually crying. I'm not even having a crack. Like, I'm actually crying. What exactly am I looking for as I go through this tiny rat hole? What am I looking for?
I wish I could tell you. But you're just gonna have to tell us what you see.
What?
I believe in you. I believe in you, little dwarf lady. And so Sandra stands up and then takes her by the shoulders, moves her in front, and gives her a gentle nudge in the direction of the hole.
Okay.
Guys, all I'm right. actually nervous.
Mora, you crawl through this hole into the greenhouse. Mm-hmm. And what you see initially is what you imagined was once a beautiful greenhouse. However, the vines inside of here have grown so thick and knotted around the glass that much of the light that was outside is now blocked out. Like, mm-hmm. It's very dark in here.
Mm-hmm.
And you see all these, like, pots and vessels and, like, wooden rows, like, planters. But all of it's dried out and dead. It's been replaced by that fungus that you saw out on the street.
Okay.
But you see in the middle of the room is a mound of dirt and a hole about 6 feet long, and the dirt looks rather fresh.
I want to use Dancing Lights as my cantrip to just give myself a little bit more light. So what it does is I cast this, and I have 4 torch-sized lights within range. They can appear as torches, lanterns, glowing orbs that hover in the air for a duration.
Okay. Just to light up the room. So as you light up the room, so like I said, there's all the vines on the outside, but you mm-hmm. also see, like, from the top of the greenhouse, a lot of the vine has focused near the top. It's like very thick, knotted clumps of it, just all bundled at the top of the greenhouse.
Okay.
With the light, though, you just kind of see more of the detail of all, like, the debris, the broken pots, the fungus, dead plants, and such. You also see that to your right, towards the house, is a door.
Okay. Can I, extremely cautiously, without getting too close, I would like to just take a couple steps and sort of just do that where, you know, you walk towards something very slowly and then lean just the upper half of your body to get a closer look at that opening. I don't want to get anywhere near it, but I just want to see if leaning a few more steps closer to the fresh dirt gives me any indication of something going on around it, footsteps, claw marks, anything like that.
Okay, so give me 2 rolls.
Okay.
Give me a sneak.
Okay.
And then give me an investigation.
So a stealth.
Stealth, sorry.
Got it. No, you're fine. Okay, I got a 12 for stealth.
Okay.
And then my investigation, please don't fail me now, is a 5 plus my 4 bonus, 9.
So you make your way over there quietly, avoiding all the pots and plant life that's kind of on the floor.
I have little feet.
Stepping over vines. Yeah, you make your feet go right between everything. With an investigation of 9, like I said, you notice the dirt is fresh, and it doesn't look like it was dug out. More so, it was thrown out.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Interesting.
Okay, so I have gathered all of the information that I can and decide to walk back towards the tiny hole that the group forced me into. And come...
No. Persuaded. It's different than force. Persuaded. I rolled.
True.
I rolled.
Very
yeah.
True.
Yes.
Very true. Mm-hmm. So I make my way out.
Okay. You crawl back out? Are you going to update the team?
If they ask, I'm not saying nothing.
That's true.
What did you see in there?
What was in there?
Oh, not all at once now. Not all at once. Take your turn. All right. Slow your roll.
Okay.
So, when I got through, of course it's greenhouse, so there's just a whole lot of shite going on in there with pots and such. I saw the vines. They are growing everywhere, right? And they're really, really concentrated way up high at the top of it. I don't know if that means nothing or not. There's also just a load of fresh dirt. Not old, like the rest of it. Really fresh. I tried to get closer to get a better look, and really all that I could tell is that it was piled there on purpose. It gave me kind of that eerie feeling inside me got, and I didn't really feel great about what was going on in there.
Everyone that was about roll it. Perception for me.
Why?
16.
19 plus 2, 21.
Why do I suck? 9.
17 plus 3, 20.
Okay, so most of the crew hears this, like, dried wood sound, like, scrape through the greenhouse, like around it, and
yuck.
Then stop.
What was that?
What was that?
Well, I'm not going back through the hole to see. Don't even try.
You know what? I didn't think about it. I got a hole thrower. Probably could have made a big ass hole for us. But it sounds like there's really nothing in there that we want.
There's nothing. But where are we going to find these emblem crest fucking things to get back? I really don't want to be caught.
Maybe I could just put a hole in the house.
You're telling me this now.
Yeah,
God
sorry. And I walk
it,
over
Del.
To the door. Del just
yay,
walks over to the door.
Using the items I give you. You guys make me so proud.
That's a good idea, Del. Let's put a hole in my family home.
And more.
You have that little mouse. You have the little mousey mouse. You can use it as like a little sneaky video cam.
Okay. I thought it only worked as an alarm.
You know what?
No, so it's upgraded now. So I did I not add the upgrades in it?
Let me see. Is this the prestidigitation thing?
Prestidigitation.
There,
the hardest word
one.
In D&D. I fucking hate that. Let me check your equipment here real quick.
Okay, so while you do that, Mora just goes ahead and folds her little arms and looks very annoyed at Del that she was persuaded to go into this little crack in the house where it was extremely dangerous and she was all by her wee lonesome and he had a fucking hole thrower this whole time.
Sandra's really pleased because Del's getting the rap for it.
Del is looking in his backpack for more animal cookies to make
yay!
More happy.
And Mora puts her hands into a little cup bowl and just holds them up and her face turns from a frown into a grin.
I want to roll to see if I can find animal cookies.
Yeah, roll. Yeah, roll. I don't know. Sleight of hand to see if you can find them in your bag, I guess.
You're telling me this isn't a normal D&D
roll? No.
To
roll,
see if.
No, roll animal handling. Just because.
Yes.
Okay, well, I had a 20 sleight of hand, but I rolled 12 animal.
Okay,
handling.
There's animal. I have 12 then. Can I get 12 total, please?
Yeah, you find 12 animal cookies.
Can we all
cookies.
Just can we all just know that we treat me like this, but I'm 133. I'm older than all of
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you're older than all
okay,
of
okay, can we just
I,
we just want to make sure that that's there. That's
I put
canon.
Animal cookies right in her hand and say, "I'm sorry, Mora."
All right, I forgive you, you little fucker. Fine. nom nom nom, and I eat my cookie.
How is that?
Nom 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 nom.
I want that as like my cell phone notification or something.
Del says, I don't think I could ever eat dinner with a room full of dwarves and not just laugh at the sound of them eating the whole
nom,
time.
Nom 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 nom
nom. Cal, it looks like it is updated, so if you ever want to use it again, just let me know. It has a range of 50 feet, and as long as you throw on the glasses that are included with it, you can see and hear what it sees and hears.
Yeah, so maybe next time, before you want to endanger my life and get me kicked out, let's go ahead and use our other things and our equipment.
Wait,
just saying.
Under you have it under the equipment. Wireless mouse under the cantrip, right?
No, so go under equipment.
Oh, that's why. Okay.
Yep.
This wireless mouse.
But if you want it to cast prestidigitation, you can as well. So, like, say you like send your mouse in and you want to like have it throw
do
some
one
sparks
of those
or something. Yes.
Okay.
You could do that.
Oh my gosh,
okay. So
funny.
We got a hole throw. We got a wall. Are we gonna make some holes?
No, they're just gonna use the dwarf again.
Let's make some holes.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, there is a door from the greenhouse. So I don't know if we want to go through the greenhouse or if we want to go straight into the main house. That's up to you.
I don't think my father kept the crests in the greenhouse. You know,
no, I didn't see nothing in there that would be useful to us. Unless you want some clay pots for something.
Yeah. Cal, are you checking out that hole with the mouse or am I putting a hole in the wall?
No, let me use the mouse, yeah. So,
all
right. Okay. So I'll use the mouse. I don't think there's anything I have to do, right?
Nope. You just use it. There's not like a limit on it at this
okay.
point. If it becomes crazy, maybe we'll do that. But for now, no.
Okay.
So what you want to go in the hole? Yeah.
Yeah. So he's gonna put it up towards the hole.
Okay. What are you gonna find that I didn't just see and tell you?
He's gonna go into the hole.
Well, the little mouse, yeah, it's going to run around, and then it's going to look at everything, yeah?
What did I just do? I went into the hole like a little mouse, and I just looked around at everything, and I was able to come back and tell you what it was inside.
Well, we don't know what that noise was, yeah? That scraping.
No, well,
that's what we're going to look
very
for.
True. Sound is a pound. Go.
So, Cal, you put on those glasses and set the mouse down in front of the hole, and it zips in there. Where do you want to take it? You have a brief, like a kind of description of the room, and now you can see the room.
Okay.
What do you want to see?
Well, first of all, do I see anything that looks like a dried piece of wood that would scrape across the ground?
You don't see anything from
nothing's
where
moving.
You're,
I should
nothing
say
nothing is moving at the moment.
Okay, so I'm gonna go over towards the fresh pile of dirt over
okay.
there. Yeah. What do we see?
So you see. With the mouse and being close enough to the dirt, you see long cylindrical impressions in the dirt.
How is this?
What are you seeing?
Can I take the glasses off and give it to Sandra to see if she recognizes anything?
Sure.
Okay. Sandra, won't you take a look at this, yeah? See, can you know what that is? How is this?
Let me see. Sandra puts on the glasses. And I guess maybe do like a history check to see if Sandra can see or know when I'm pointing you. And it is, 15 plus 1, 16?
A 16, Sandra, you do not remember there being a 6-foot hole in the middle of the greenhouse. Nor do you remember it looking anything like this.
What? Okay.
What was once there were like two long wooden rows full of like off-planet vegetables and fruits.
Well, there used to be off-planet vegetables and fruits in that hole, but as these cylindrical imprints, apparently with my history knowledge, I did not know what caused that.
Well, we can. Should we go look down the hole? Should we look?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Let me put on a light. So he's gonna light. I guess it comes with a candle.
Are my dancing lights not still up?
They are.
My
actually.
Dancing lights
as
are still up.
As long as you didn't take them. Like
I didn't.
Cancel
I left
spell.
Them.
Okay.
Okay.
She knew this was going to happen, obviously.
I did.
God.
Obvious. Give me
so
some credit.
Moves the mouse down the hole.
Okay. So you kind of RC this mouse down to the hole, and as you get to the bottom, what you're seeing at the bottom of this hole, because it was a little not as well lit as compared to the rest of the room because it's a little deeper, you see that the whole bottom of this hole is just vine. So it is all thorny vine, as if maybe the substrate of this house is just made up of these vines. Almost like a root system.
Is this thing alive? I think the whole house is like part.
What?
It's like going into the ground. I don't know what to say. It's like this is crazy.
Is there anywhere else you could go from the bottom?
It's like a 6-foot by 2-foot hole.
So it okay. kind. So I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Kind of like double snare type looking, like pad of. Mm-hmm. Pad of thorns.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just thinking everything. This is out of character completely. If you can't tell when I go into my normal voice, this seems like everything has been overtaken by some kind of foreign plant that everything is alive. So I don't know what more investigation is going to get us, but I'm freaked out. I don't like
it. So Sandra takes the goggles from or the glasses from Cal. Takes a look and she says, well, it's obvious that something very sinister is going on here. This brings me right back to right before my father died, and if we're going to get to the bottom of it, I believe we have to find those crests. Cal, can you see if there's a way into the house with the mouse? Who rhymed?
Del pulls out the whole thorn and's like, if not...
Sandra, I need you
so
to make
you just want to use. Should we just use it up?
Sandra looks at Del and says, put a hole in it.
Sandra, really quick, I need you to make a sleight of hand check. You still have the glasses on, correct?
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll a sleight of hand. How good are you with the, well, who has the controls, actually? Cal, you have the controls.
I do.
Cal does.
Okay, so we're going to work it like this. Sandra, make a perception check, and Cal... do sleight of hand.
14.
Okay.
Can I just say this is
seven.
The most rolling
okay.
you've ever done.
Sandra, you see with the glasses on a like the vines start to move and creep down from the back corner towards this mouse, and it looks gigantic to you. And you see this viney creature starts to creep closer and closer to the hole, and I need you to explain how to get out of this room to Cal, and Cal's gonna try to navigate out with a seven?
Seven.
Yeah.
Oh god! No!
Okay.
Poor
Cal,
mousey.
Something's coming towards the mouse. Go
oh, shit.
Up.
Which one do I get up?
Go Wait. Up. Go 30 degrees right.
What, the 30 degrees? What? Just, okay.
30 degrees
is
to the right.
Is
okay,
it enough
stop,
or not?
Stop. Go left. Sharp left.
Okay, sharp
left. Sharp
left.
Left.
And it's getting closer to the hole. It's getting closer.
Go straight.
And all this, like, dry.
I'm going straight.
Go right. Go left.
Right.
Through it.
So this mouse is, like, all over the place. And just as you can see it exit the hole... You see this, like, vined arm, like, swoop it back and catch it. And the screen on the glasses goes black, and you just hear, like, that scraping sound in the greenhouse, like, and then goes silent again.
Damn it!
Sandra takes, well, Cal doesn't know this, right, because I have the glasses. Sandra...
We all saw the vine, though!
Oh!
Yeah, you all saw this, like, viney arm, like, swoop up that mouse.
Yeah, I ain't going in there.
I think it's fun to go. We should just go to the other place, yeah?
Yeah, let's
I
go
am
to
not
the, let's
happy
go to the
here.
House.
I want to keep walking. I don't like it. There's nothing else that we can see here. I'm done. No, I'm done.
We
I'm
gotta
not,
go in the
I'm
house.
Not. No,
we gotta
don't.
Go in the for house
what?
For the family.
For
the family crest, Maura.
Oh my
that's
God.
What we're here for,
oh my
dude.
God. I'm hyperventilating. I can't do it. I can't deal.
I give her more animal cookies.
Roll for animal handling.
Morris is just not having it. She's standing there, she's hyperventilating.
Six. You get 6 animal cookies.
Tasting. I throw 3 of them back at Del. Say, I'm not fucking going in there. And then I eat the other 3. Nom, nom, nom.
Sandra, ignoring Morris' outburst, drama, she turns to Del. She's all like, I bet you my family crests are in there. Let me go in, put the hole right. in the house.
I pull out my hole thrower, and I have to roll a 1d20.
What part of the house do you want to throw it at? Let me know beforehand. You guys going to go back or right where you're at?
Yeah, let's go back around to the front of the house.
Front door?
Okay. Yeah. Mora, I'll just do it on the front door. Mora would also like to put on her bubble ring, please, because okay. I don't know what the shit's going down. So when I put on this bubble ring, it makes a small ring of glowing blue light that can activate a shield of iridescent bubbles that can shield me from physical attacks. So I can use this twice per day, and it halves my physical damage taken.
Oh.
Good for you.
Well, you guys are dragging me into all these stupid places. I'm protecting myself somehow. Animal cookies ain't doing it this time, son. I'm putting on the ring.
Okay.
So I take lead, go around the house. Hopefully everybody follows me. And points at the door, and then looks at Del, and kind of goes, "Hey, right there."
I shoot it at the door, and I rolled a 16.
Oh, a 16-foot hole. That's a very big hole.
Is that big enough? The house.
I think that's big enough, and it doesn't say how deep, right? Like, I don't think it matters. We'll just say, canon. Now it's going to be 5 feet deep all the time, since it doesn't specify. Or do you want to roll a 1d10 to see how deep it is?
Let me see.
So it's not just like portal, it doesn't just open up.
Yeah, it doesn't
up.
Say.
Yeah, so let's make it canon, roll 1d10 for how deep the hole is. That way we can give you some limitations.
Yeah, we're definitely talking about how deep the holes are on this podcast right
deep
now.
Deep holes, 6 feet deep, 16 feet D10. Wide.
D10. That's where we're at.
Is your hole
deep? D10 is the one that's 2 diamonds ass to ass, right?
I really need to know.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
I don't know,
thank
we
you.
Suck at D&D. It looks like that. Wait, where's it? That?
Oh yeah, okay.
Oh.
It's 1 foot deep.
Well, a door is less than 1
yeah.
Feet deep.
1 feet.
Okay.
So there's a 16-foot wide, 1 foot deep hole in the front of this building. Let me explain what you all see.
Okay.
Since most of the front house is like fucking open for you all, if you enter through the front door to your left, you can see a long hallway where the vines grow thicker and thicker, and it gets so thick that it actually blocks most of the hallway. To your right, you can see a doorway into a small library. If you continue straight into the house, and to the left, you'll enter a bedroom. And the immediate area in front of you is like a living area, and then to the back right of that is the greenhouse door. I kind of described the layout of the house.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Where do y'all want to start?
I would like to start in the... excuse me. Sandra would like to start in the library, please.
Okie dokie. Sandra walks to the library.
Mm-hmm. I'll follow.
Okay.
You're going to the library? You know, I wanted to go there, too. I'm just going to... Mora, you want
to... Pardon me, I'm sorry. I'm going to the library. Is that clear enough for you?
Well, no, I wasn't... I don't need a play-by-play. I'm just saying, you know.
I think Sandra needs some of them animal cookies. But I'm not sharing. But I'm just saying.
So everyone's made their way, I assume. Mora, what about you?
Oh, God.
You guys are in a house. If you want to split the party, we can do 2 scenarios.
Cal, do you want to go with me to maybe the living room? See if we can find some of them medallions.
Oh, sure. Poke around over there a bit.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do the library first. So in that library, you can see a simple chair and a table. And along the back wall are hundreds of books on botany, gardening, cultivation of plants, and crossbreeding of various like species of plants. There's a book resting in the chair, and there's a book resting on a side table next to the chair. Those are the most immediate things.
Okay. First, can I do an investigation check to see if the family crests are hanging in plain sight?
Yeah.
Yeah, just to see if they're hanging in plain sight. Blah, 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 blah. hold on. what did I roll? Investigation?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A big, girthy 5.
no, yeah, with the 5, you see basically what I described. what you do notice are, like, the vines. Now that there's, like, a 60-foot hole, you can see the vines start to, like, creep more into the house from outside and wrap their way around the wall towards the library.
Great. Okay, I'd like to go to the book that's sitting on the chair, please.
Okay. So you pick up that book in the chair, and it's aged for sure. It looks like it's been sitting there for some time. There's, like, dust covering it. But the book is called Botany of a Different Kind. And you know, just from being raised there, at least in your reality, that this book talks about the crossbreeding of magical plants and the expected effects of doing so.
I'd like to open it just to see if there's any, like, notes or excerpts. Like, you know how, like, there mm-hmm. is there, like, a message in the front cover?
You see a folded page,
uh-huh.
and you flip to that folded page, and it's talking about the name White Snake Root.
Okay. I would like to take that book and put it in my pack.
Sure.
Yeah? So yeah. Let me update my equipment before I forget.
It's called Botany of a Different Kind.
After that, does Del want to do anything?
Do you want to look at the anything else in that room?
She looked at the book that was on the chair, right?
Right.
I want to investigate the desk.
Okay, the one like the little nightstand thing next to the chair.
Like, are there drawers or anything?
No, but there is a book on top of it. Do you want to look at the book?
Sure.
Okay.
That's investigation?
Yeah.
16.
Okay. Yeah, so you pick up that book and you flip through it, and you kind of, like, you know, through the pages, and something catches your eye. It looks like a religious tome of some sort, from what you can tell, and it's bookmarked with, like, a dried-up leaf to a specific page.
Okay.
The page reads, Eldath, also known as the Green Goddess or Mother Guardian of Groves, was a lake spirit who acted as the guardian of groves and watersheds. Her presence was felt wherever there was calm. She was regarded as a goddess of serenity, comfort, and healing. Any waters blessed by her were known to cure sickness and madness. They could also calm the dying and giving them peace and a natural passing. And you just see it's, like, highlighted. And what you see in the margins, you see some handwriting. And it just says, find Eldath or someone who can commune with her.
I say, okay. Hey, Sandra, take a look at this. Tell me if that don't sound like what you did at the beach with Mora's infection.
Let me see that. Sandra takes the book and reads it, I've never heard of anything like this before. This is all new to me. But maybe there's something to it. It did look different, and it just seems familiar to me.
Sandra, roll a Constitution saving throw.
A Constitution saving throw?
Yes.
There are fines going on.
Let me think. Let me go to... Oh, nice, 10.
A 10. 10 yeah. is not gonna cut it, so...
Oh,
I wanna try something. But first, let me describe what happens. So, as you kind of read over the name Eldath, we'll say Eldath, you feel that cool breeze, like, almost, like, lift from the pages to you. And you are overtaken by something that, Del, you can't see this. Nothing, she's just sitting there, like, staring at the book. But Sandra, you feel all this, like, energy and this like force almost like pulling you into the pages. Kind of get zoned out completely. You hear this voice say, Sandra. Sandra.
Talking
Sandra,
to me?
Sandra, can you hear me? Sandra, can you hear me?
Sorry. I thought I... yes. I can hear you.
You don't know it yet, but you've been selected for something beyond what you would believe you is capable of yourself.
Who are you?
I am Elda.
Why me?
You will see in time, but just find the priest in town and speak with him. You'll know more.
In what town?
New Moonbright, not the other town.
So not this town.
No, not this town.
Dope. Thank you, Eldoth.
Is she saying any of that out loud, or that's all
she
in her
said
head?
No.
This is all in her head. This is all just like her experience.
Okay.
And yeah, your hands forcefully like close the book. You are forced to do it, and you snap back out of it, and you're just like sitting there frozen.
Since there was a period of time where she was just staring at the book, when she comes back, I'm just like, so. Anyways, what I was trying to say is, I think that there's more pink animal cookies in this bag than the white ones, which, like, I don't know if that's because Mora's picking out the pink ones specifically and eating those because she thinks that they're a different flavor. You know what I'm saying?
They are, by the way.
I've been selected.
Huh?
The book, it told me I was selected.
So what do you got? What you got to do?
I have no idea. We better get back to the others. I have to find somebody.
Okay, so let's roleplay the other scene, because these are happening simultaneously.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
We aren't
Mora,
just frozen. Where,
you guys are going to... Let's say you guys are going to the living room, you said?
I don't know. I couldn't remember what you said. Yeah, living room, solarium, whatever it was, that kind of the
okay,
main
so
area.
Let's kind of do a two-play here. You go into the living room, right, and it's completely dilapidated. There's an old hearth near the back of this room with two chairs around it, just like torn up rug. It's been eaten up by rats over time. There's like rotted food on the table. There were plants. You can see pots everywhere, but there's like no plants anymore. They've all dried and fallen off. But you see the door to the bedroom slightly ajar.
Should we go check out a bedroom?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, let's see.
All right.
Is there any... Actually, you know what? Before we go in, Cal's going to go ahead and look if there's any footprints anywhere in the house.
Yeah.
Or snake slithers from vines,
snake,
I guess.
Any tracks.
Make sure the DM's not trying to set you up like he's going to make you go in the bedroom and there's like rose petals leading to the... to the candle-lit area.
Wow!
Kyle's like, whoa, that's weird. Oh, that's me. That's my voice. Kyle's, that's,
oh, my God.
Kyle's like, well, what a weird coincidence.
Are you Forrest Gump?
I wonder why all of them is alive.
The vine is seductively laying on the bed going like this.
You know, I'm just going to try it.
And I will just leave you to that. Bye!
Okay.
So,
give me
perception?
Investigation roll.
Investigation.
Yeah, you know what? Perception. You're just looking for stuff? Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perception.
And you're not looking for rose petals, let's just be clear.
10-4. that was a 17.
Okay, well, the 17, at least in the living room space, you don't see, like, footprints, humanoid footprints, if that makes sense. You see, like, lots of, like, maybe mice and rabbits, maybe some foxes, And then you do see, like, lines, almost like a snake in the dust on the floor. But most of it has radiated out from that hallway that's thickly covered in the vines and gone, like, up the wall and, like, out. None of it's really... Most of it hasn't, like, creaked into any other space.
Okay.
Like, there wasn't any in the library, and there wasn't any in the living space, per se.
And then looking around the living room area, we can obviously see that there's nowhere that these crests would be hiding.
No. I'll say, like, you kind of looked around, yeah, and there's no crest in the living space.
Okay,
so Cal just gonna take a deep breath, and then he's gonna go over to the door and just kick it open. All the way open.
Okay.
And Mora is just right behind you. Just,
okay, yeah, you kick right you kick there. That door open, and you enter a bedroom. Small, quaint. You can barely make out the bed, because it's kind of just fallen apart, and like the mattress has been eaten up, and it's kind of just fallen in on itself. As you enter the room fully, you see that there's like a closet, and the door is closed to the closet.
Do you think that any of those crests would be on anything inside the closet?
Well, not really sure. I've never really lived here before.
Well, neither have I, Cal. Great observation.
I'm just going to open it. So Cal goes ahead and just opens the closet.
Yeah. You open the door and you see like a small writing desk with like a bunch of papers that have been torn to shreds. And the writing desk has two drawers.
What do you see, Cal? Well,
it's just a desk. Look at the desk, yeah? How about you open one drawer and I'll open the other at the same time?
At the count of three?
Yeah,
ready? One, two, three?
One, two, three.
Go!
You pull open the drawers at the same time, and two emblems kind of roll to the front.
Oh, are these the things? Are these the things we need?
Yeah. We got two.
But let's do another one. Let's do another one. One, two, three. Yeah. Let's go.
Is there another drawer?
There were two drawers, but if you want to reopen the, like, close them and open them again for fun,
let's
you can.
Try again. Let's see if it's like magic and see if it'll open again.
You know, I'll just take that. You can try it.
Oh, you're no then... fun. Fine. Grab mine. Put it in my bag.
As you look at, or do you guys want to look at them at all, or just put them
in the bag? Yeah, I want to look at it.
They're both like encrusted, and on the back, they just both they have the last name Bullock on it.
Oh, damn. Okay.
So these are definitely Sandra's family, yeah?
Yeah. Sandra's family.
Well, maybe we should go tell her.
Well, we need two more, don't we? Should we look somewhere else in the room? I don't know. Guess... I always hid stuff under my bed.
Yeah, let's go check it under the bed then, yeah? Let's do it.
You guys look that's under the bed
in the pocket,
and from underneath the bed you see you. So who's peeking under?
We both are doing this as a team. Don't even point at me. We're both doing this. We're both as looking a team.
Under the as a team. You guys both peek under the bed and kind of lift up that mattress, and a lot of the dust and like fluff kind of falls out. But there's like maybe a 2-foot hole that's been like kind of torn up the wooden planks, and you like see like these slow moving vines just creeping out of the hole.
No, I pushed back. I pushed
time
back.
To go.
Quick. We're out.
Let's just go back.
we got two crests, that's all we need. Let's go.
Okay, so now everyone is back in the living space.
Yes. Did we have to cross through the hallway to get there?
No. So, like, it'd be, like, hallway. It's hard to explain, but no. I'll just say no.
Okay.
There's, like, an entryway that took us to the living room.
Okay, so we didn't pass the hallway.
You guys find anything? We got two of these, yeah? We got two crests, but we need one more.
I lost my train of thought. Okay, sorry. Oh, sweet. You got two. Well, that's already half our party, so we just need two more, and there's bound to be some more here somewhere.
Does Sandra even need one? She's like some kind of soldier or something here.
Well, Quinn said that we need one anyway, and I would feel safer with two, with all four.
We're probably going to have to disguise Sandra to take her in, so that way, you know, there ain't no clashing of both of them. I would like to talk to
Commander Bullock before bringing Sandra straight to her. You know what I mean? I want to see if it's even safe to do that.
Well,
and I think...
Finders keepers. I'm keeping my
info. We just found a couple books. First book I found was the book called The Botany of a Different Kind, and it's a book I recognize. It's about magic, mixing magical and physical plants together, so hopefully when I study up, I can figure out what this blasted thing is.
And I found a religious tome. It's got, it was talking about a god named, what was that? Eldoth. And I get when it described the thing that Sandra did at the beach when Mara got scratched, and then she got real quiet for a while, so I started talking about animal cookies, and she said something about getting chosen.
Well, while that's all fine and good, did anyone else see any of the vines around the house moving? Should we just kick it and leave with everything we found?
I think there's a couple more rooms, yeah? And Sandra,
you want to keep going?
Well, we still need two more crests.
Oh.
Well, there wouldn't be any more crests here. If you think about it, Sandra's an only child and got, I'm pretty sure, I mean, she hasn't mentioned brothers and sisters, but she's got only two parents and you found them.
All right, okay.
I really like
you know what?
To
That's
leave.
So crazy. That is such a good point.
I
was all fighting for it. I was like, no, there has to be more. I have more family members. No, that's a really, I'm kind of mad that you found it that before I did.
I don't know why none of you have noticed, but the house is moving. We'd like to leave.
I definitely noticed.
Then let's
in
go!
But for sure we have, so there was just Kirk, there was just the living room. Oh, you know what, can I do a perception check to make sure that we didn't check anything or that we didn't miss anything?
Cal made one for the living room and didn't find anything.
Okay.
There are two rooms that you guys haven't all been in. There's the greenhouse, which if you want to rescue that poor mouse, you can.
Oh, God.
There's the hallway, like, that leads down to nothing.
Here's the thing. I guess we haven't talked about it in character, but here's the thing. I do not have another hole thrower for the day, so...
Oh, damn.
If you do want to get the mouse out of the greenhouse...
There's a door.
There's a door from inside
the
house.
There's a door. So, I guess that's really up to Cal, if you want to go get your mouse.
Well, I would like to get it, yeah. I mean, it is my mouse, and it is pretty useful, but if we need a... Do we need to go anywhere else first? Would you guys mind if I go get it?
Well, you're not going by yourself.
I'll back you up.
Well, thanks.
We'll let Mora just stay in the back. She's too scared. Let's go. Let's go save that mouse.
I'm with you, buddy.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks. Look, Mora, I ain't going to make you do nothing that you don't want to do. So if you want to just, like, maybe just keep watch for us. Or you know, outside of the greenhouse or something.
Oh, God.
You said you don't want to go.
Well, I don't really want to be alone either. This is a really hard decision, guys.
I think we're all going in,
animal cookie. And I shake the little pink animal cookie. And I'm like,
Fine, I'm going in.
I give her the one
animal.
All right,
so subtract one from your 65. Oh, yeah, we didn't tell the audience. I made Chris roll D100 to see how many animal cookies he has left for this arc until he goes back to the ship and restocks. So he has 64 now?
Yeah, 64 animal
now because of that pink one.
Okay. Okay, so you guys make your way to the greenhouse. Who is going in first?
Not Mora.
I'll go in first.
Cal, okay. Okay. How are you going in? I'm going to help you out here.
Are the vines like covering the door?
The door would take some force to open, but it will open.
Okay. Well, let's see here. We got, let's just see. Alright. I'm just gonna try to... So Cal takes out his longsword, and, he's just gonna try to chop the vines off the door.
And
see if that helps a little bit, like, with near the hinges, you know?
Okay, yeah, roll damage, just with your short sword.
Just damage, okay. 11.
Okay, wow. Yeah, that's good. You cut straight through both sets of vines on near the hinges, and the door kind of freely swings open, and now you can see into the greenhouse.
All right. Well, are the lights still there? Her lights that...
Kaylee, how long do they last?
For a duration, it said. So let me check exactly, but it just said for a duration. So
okay, we'll say no then, because it's been a minute.
Yeah, I would say no too.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Okay. Can I see? Let's see. Is the mouse working at all? The wireless mouse?
It went black, but you haven't put on the glasses since.
Okay, Cal turns on the glasses and he's going to try to turn on the light to see, like, if he can make it, like, flash a light to show, like, where it's at.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, you activate some part of that prestidigitation and make a small light. And you look up in the top left corner of the greenhouse, and that light lights up this, like, monstrous green viney face. And you see, like, two yellow eyes open up. And I need everybody to roll initiative.
Yeah. All the time.
Give me some numbers.
I got 20.
12. I got 13.
12. Oh, let's all say them at the same time. So
oh, God. Yeah. 13. Del had a
20.
20.
Yeah. Yay,
Sandra?
Del got 20.
I got nat 20, bitches. Actually, it was
Mora. Mora. 7. 11.
I'm so excited.
All right.
I was like, oh, it's not going to touch me. I got 20.
So that this, as soon as it drops down, you see this, like, viney monster. They're called vine blights. Drop down, and it's standing on the opposite side of the hole. So you have your party, the six-foot hole, and then the vine blight on the opposite side. And it's, like, with one of its vines, it's holding on to that mouse.
I told you all I didn't want to be here anymore. I wanted to leave.
Del, you're up first.
All right. Let's see. Anyone got any, what's that? Roundup. Just kidding. And I shoot magic missile at it.
Oh, ooh, nice.
How does that work? Tell me how it works. What happens?
It says you create three glowing darts of magical force. Each dart hits a creature of your choice that you can see within range. The dart deals 1d4 plus 1 force damage to its targets. The darts all strike simultaneously and you can direct them to hit one creature or several. Okay, so Del pulls out his revolvers, he points that right one, and he channels magic missile, and three little things fly at it. Four. Okay, I went through. So seven total damage.
Seven total damage. Okay. Alright, next in the order is... I got this new thing on D&D Beyond. Okay. Cal, you're up.
Alright, Cal's going to take his longsword, and he's going to run at it and just try to chop off its arm that's holding the mouse.
Okay.
All right. So it's a hit.
So are you kind of like running around the hole to get to the vine blight?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the hole. That's a kind of a long ways to run, right?
Yeah, but I would say like the total greenhouse length is 30 feet. That's pretty big for a greenhouse.
Okay. So yeah, I guess I'll just kind of run around and try to come at it and chop off its arm. To hit, I got 5.
A 5 is not going to do it. Okay, so you take that longsword and swing, and it kind of whips its arm back with the mouse, and you miss its that arm.
Little bitch.
So, yeah. So let's say that your movement is spent and now you're stuck right next to it.
Sorry. Can I use my cunning action?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. I think that's a bonus action.
Yeah, it's a bonus action for sure.
Yeah, it's you take a bonus action on each of your turns to take the dash, disengage, or hide. Is there anywhere for Cal to hide, like behind like a potted plant?
Yeah, so let's say you head back like 5 feet and there's like one of those planters, like a big wooden planter. You kind of dip behind it for now.
Okay.
Perfect. Sandra, you're next.
Okay, I am going to ask you a question. The Sonic Mall, so... I can, when I activate the sonic portion of it, if the jet portion of the maul is faced toward the enemy, I can add 2d4 fire damage instead of adding the 1d6.
No, so it'll be like a separate attack. You can either do the, like, you basically hold the fire at this thing.
Okay.
Or you use it the other way.
So it's either the 2d6 plus 3 plus the 1d6 or just 2d4 for the fire damage.
Fire damage, yeah.
Oh, well. Not against you, sorry, no, you created this wonderful maul for me. I was just imagining, like, this,
No, that'd be so OP at this point.
It would be. I was gonna be super shocked if I got all that goody. Okay, so, Sandra backs up a little bit in preparation for a jump. She jumps over the hole.
Make an acrobatics check.
Okay. 16?
That does it.
Okay, and then she charges up her sonic maul mid-jump, by the way. This is epic. Just with a... and tries to swing it down. And... oh, please hit, please hit. This is so epic. Ooh, 18.
18 hits.
And she smashes right down in the, like, its face. You said it had a face, right?
Yeah, it kind of has a face. It has, like, yellow eyes and, like, a mouth.
Okay, so let me... 14 damage?
14 damage. Okie dokie.
Yeah. Dang.
Damn. Okay, so yeah, you smack the shit out of that Vine Blight. Next
slap.
In the order is Mora.
So is Sandra still directly next to this thing now? Frickin' A. How next to?
Like within 5 feet.
But if I go ahead and use a firebolt, I can be very accurate and aim it towards the Vine Blight. Yes.
Sure.
Okay, so...
you just gotta make sure she's not in line of sight. Like, she's not between...
that's what I was asking you. So is she within my line of sight?
Oh, yeah, she is currently. She'd be like, because you're directly...
okay, so then I want to go ahead and step to the right or left, whichever way gets me away from Sandra, and hurl this firebolt with all of my might at this creature or object.
Okay.
So this is a ranged spell attack, so I get 9.
A 9 to hit?
Yes.
A 9 does not hit.
Damn it.
So, yeah.
So I'm just really sad.
You charge up this firebolt in your hand, and maybe you get a little spooked because you don't want to hit Sandra, and your magic kind of, like, fades. Was that a cantrip, by the way?
Yes.
Okay. Next in the order is the Vine Blight.
Vine Blight.
So it's going to use Entangling Plants.
Oh, God.
So you guys are in a greenhouse surrounded by vines. Grasping roots and vines sprout in a radius centered on the blight, withering away after 1 minute. For the duration, the area is difficult terrain for non-plant creatures. In addition, each creature of the blight's choice in that area, when the plants appear, must succeed on a DC 12 strength saving throw or become restrained. So that is its turn. It's not going to move. And for its bonus action... it's going to... Sandra, you're the closest, right?
Yeah, balls deep next to him.
Okay, let's see if this hits. It's going to try to constrict you with one of its vines.
Try me.
Oh, nope. A 9's not
going to ain't going to cut it!
Okay, next is Del. So Del, to move, you're going to have to make a strength saving throw of 12 or higher.
Okay.
As these roots kind of are grasped onto your ankles.
Do I need to... move necessarily?
No.
Okay, because I have range attack.
Okay. Sandra is standing in front of the creature.
Damn it. So then I will have
to... God, Sandra.
Actually, the vines that are grabbing me, are they part of that creature?
Yes, but for game's sake, I don't think they count towards like hurting.
Okay.
I think it's more so controlling them than it is it.
Are there any limbs that are... oh, not necessarily, like, any limbs that are not being blocked by Sandra that I can maybe target?
You can try to shoot one, but I think you'll take it at disadvantage because they're moving, like, pretty quick.
Okay. Actually, what I want
to
do...
You can try a strength saving throw to move. It's not going to hurt you.
I failed it. It was 10.
Oh, you failed.
I want to hit it with a Ray of Frost so I can slow it down. So that way if it tries to entangle us again, it'll be slower, maybe. Or if it moves.
Okay.
I don't know how that works. What are you talking about?
Throw a spell. Let's see what happens.
All right, I'll hit it with that. I'll throw a Ray of Frost at it.
Okay, does it have a spell attack?
Yeah, it's a 20. Not natural 20, 16 plus 4.
Okay, so that hits. Roll some damage.
That is a 6 damage. And I'm also going to do a bonus attack.
Ooh.
So I hit it. I hit the limb, right?
Okay. So we'll say you slow down the limb that's carrying the wireless mouse.
Okay. Do that, and then I guess I'm gonna try to shoot that limb because.
Okay, so yeah, slow. We'll say without the disadvantage for your gun this time because it's moving slower now.
Okay, and that is a. What is that? 1d6 plus 3, so that is a 14?
14 hits.
Okay, sorry, it's always a pain in the ass.
Oh, you're good.
4.
Alright. Next in the order, Cal, you're up. You're hide.
All right, yeah, he's hiding. I'm on the side of the hole where the blight is, right? But I'm just behind some planters. So is it possible for Cal to sneak kind of behind the blight?
Yeah.
So, yeah?
Roll stealth.
And I got 11.
That's good enough.
Okay. He's going to take away, he's going to sheath his long sword. He's going to take out his short sword and his hand axe. And he's going to jump and he's going to try to attack from behind, like on the on the back of the blight.
Okay, so does this count as a sneak attack?
Yeah, that's what I was going to do. Well, so with one, I guess one attack would be the attack and then the other would be the sneak attack.
Perfect.
Okay. So for the first one, I'll do the short sword to hit. That was a 15.
15 hits.
Okay, and then let me roll damage for the short sword. 4.
4 damage, okay.
4 damage.
Perfect.
And then for the... So he's gonna... Then the sneak attack would be with the hand axe. Okay. And then with the hand axe, he's gonna go, like, to the back of the head. Chop on the back of the head.
Perfect.
So for the hand axe was 8.
Okay. You stick it with that sword, and then you come up, and as you... drive that axe into the back of this blight's head. Black ooze seeps around your axe, and it kind of falls limp, and that arm kind of outstretches, and you see the wireless mouse there as you have slain the vine.
Yay!
Blight. I gotta make these a lot harder, because you guys are knocking off some points left and right. So
Cal reaches down and grabs the mouse. Give me these. little sheep stole my mouse. And then he puts it back in his pocket.
Question, did the vines that were blocking the door out, and all the vines around, do they die as well?
No.
So this is just a minion.
Great. Alright, I figured that. I felt like that little vine blight wasn't going to be like a boss.
So now can we leave?
I feel like maybe we should get out of here.
Yes, and thank you for helping me get my mouse, yeah?
Of course.
Yeah, I hope it was worth us almost dying, so you're welcome.
So you guys exit the house, yeah?
Yes!
Go back in and out through the hole Del created. So you're now staring at the street again, the main street of Old Moonbright. And like I said, now, to the right now are the residential buildings, and to the left are the bakery, the smith shop, and like a open air market.
Well, do you really think that anyone would have left their family crest inside of their place of business? Or more likely their home?
Well, I think we should still check it out. The town part.
Which, that's what I'm asking. Which one?
Oh.
I don't want to go to all of them. I'm over it.
I would think that if you're looking for crests left behind by maybe the fallen, I would say probably fallen. Residential. Well, yeah.
You know,
very poetic. That's beautiful, Del. That's so beautiful, the fallen.
Well, honestly, I mean, just doing deductive reasoning, Kirk was like, these residential areas, which is pretty vague, but then he was all like, but then there's also the bakery and the Smith shop, specifically.
So what I'm hearing is that we should trust the DM to lead us where we need to go.
I don't trick you, guys. What are you talking about?
No, of course not.
I vote for a bakery and Smith shops. That's my vote.
I vote if we're looking for Crest residential.
I vote residential.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to say, I think residential is the way to go. Yeah, if we're looking for the crest, if you want to go, you know, maybe if we want to go look for something else.
Like more animal cookies.
Okay.
That might be the bakery, yeah?
Oh!
So Sanja's actually upset that everybody voted against her. She's going to turn and go straight to the town by herself.
Okay, what part of town?
Going to go, I look back and say, have fun then, and then I go straight to the bakery.
Well, that was rude.
Well, one of us should probably go with her, yeah? And then maybe two, maybe we should just split. I mean, we can't really leave her by herself.
All right, I'll go to the bakery.
Okay. So
along
we have
Sandra
and Mora.
Yeah.
Cal, do you want to go residential? You want to just keep
I think
party
we should.
Again.
Well, I think we should get your crest, but.
Yeah, I think so too. All right, fuck it. We're going to the residential.
All right, you guys. Yeah, you guys do what you want to do. Okay, let's do residential first, and then hop to the bakery.
Okay.
Cal and Del, you make your way down the street and assessing the house as well. Your passive, you know, perception, all that. You can tell that only one of them looks enterable. The other two, the other three houses are pretty much collapsed onto themselves,
okay.
And the vines have overtaken the rubble. But the house that is open, the door is currently not covered, but the rest of the house kind of has a light growth of vines surrounding it.
All right. Del pulls out his revolvers. How does ready and action work?
I think it.
You say ready and then action. Ready! Action!
I think it takes place only in combat. Like you would ready an action for like if someone crossed your path or like maybe you're getting a spell ready, or like a counter spell or something.
Okay, well, I'm gonna pull out my revolvers anyways.
You can look.
I'm gonna try to prepare for a sneak attack. And I'm gonna kick in the front door. This one that we can enter.
Okay, so you kick in that front door. What you see is like a main living space lit only kind of like by the small amount of light that's passing through the vines on the outside.
Question.
Yes.
Sorry. Are there candles?
Sure.
So
I use prestidigitation to light the candles.
All right. So now you have a slightly more well-lit room. you can see like a small fireplace, a few chairs, a dining table, but most of the house looks empty. This is a one-story house. Basically, everything's contained in this one space you see.
Okay.
Cal, what's your passive perception? It's pretty high, right?
Passive 14, perception.
15?
13.
13? 13's good. You notice beneath the dining room table, you see two vine-covered objects that are kind of in the shape of bodies.
Hi, bruv. You see that? You see that over there? It looks like there's a couple of dead people.
Yeah. You think maybe they're wearing the crests?
Well, possibly. Yes. Maybe. What, you think they're zombies?
Maybe. Let's throw something at them.
Yeah, I could use a mouse again, yeah?
All right.
If you want to do that.
Sure.
All right. Okay, so Cal takes out the mouse, throws it on the ground, sets on the eyes and everything.
Del drops the rock he picked up.
Okay, tell me what you do with the mouse.
So he's going to take the mouse and he's going to go over there and he's going to try to like go on the bodies and see like it. So he's going to see if there's a crest, like if they're holding one, if there's one around their neck or whatever.
Okay, yeah. So you kind of like, you know, worm your way through these vine-covered shapes, and as you reach the end, the furthest point away from you, you kind of dip underneath a vine, and under at least one of them, the one you're on currently, you do see an emblem underneath the vine.
Well, it looks like it's one of them, yeah?
All right, does it look the same as the other one?
Is that an investigation?
No, you can just keep using your mouse.
Okay, yeah, so I'm going to look a little further into it.
Yeah.
Is it the same? I'm assuming it's not the same crest because it's not Bulorc.
They're all right. Moonbright, though.
Yeah, they all have they're all the same circular shape, but they each have a different pattern based off the family.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So you see one, and then let's say you hop over to the next shape, and you dip underneath some of the vines with this wireless mouse, and you see another one. You see another emblem.
Oh, shit.
Oh, all right. Well, there's two of them. I think we got to go get them, yeah?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, so Cal's going to walk further into the living room, and as he's doing that, he's going to have the mouse come in, you know, he's going to bring the mouse up to himself, put it away.
Okay.
I'll stick with Cal.
Okay.
All right, so let's...
Are you going to get him out?
Should we approach your bodies? So Cal goes over to the body. He's going to use his longsword and kind of
try to cut the
vines, you know?
Okay. Make a dex save for me, Cal.
Save,
yeah.
All right. Let's see here. Ooh, 18 plus 3,
21.
Ooh.
Whew, thank God.
As you kind of are poking at it with the sword, you see the vines react to that touch and like try to reach out to grab the sword, and kind of like you pull it away quick enough and they kind of slide back down over the bodies.
Well, that was some freaky ass shit, yeah? You saw that?
Yeah. they'll look to see if there are vines leading up to the bodies. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're wrapped in vines, but I want to see if there's vines leading away, like there would be attached.
Yeah, they're all over the floor that you're walking on right now, but they're just concentrated around the bodies.
Oh.
Can I jump in to give advice as a person in the team, or am I not allowed to do that?
You are not there.
Damn it.
Well, you want to maybe try chopping all the ones on the ground away from these bodies? Maybe we can, do something. I don't know. Try to chop and disconnect them.
Should we? Well, not on the bodies, but around them. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And then maybe the ones that are connected will be disconnected from itself, and we can just pull them off and get the crest and go.
Maybe. What if you burned them? Yeah.
I don't know how to do fire yet.
Oh, damn it.
you have that fire juice though.
But do you really want to waste it on someone who's dead?
Nah.
Oh, not yet. I didn't think so. I'm sorry, Kirk. It sounded like you were gonna say something before we started that.
No, you guys are figuring it out. You guys are figuring it out. You guys are getting there.
All right.
You guys can hack and slash. You guys have that dragon's breath potion, which will, you would assume, melt it away. Or you can dig in there with your hands. You really want to try and just hopefully get another lucky deck save.
Let me see. I think the best solution we got is to try to chop them, you know, like you did off the door.
All right. So then he's going to just go ahead and try to chop off the nearest one. Do I need to hit with the longsword?
No, you'll need to make another dex save.
Okay.
As these vines try to reach out towards your sword again.
5.
Okay.
Oh, no.
So these vines grab your sword and kind of, because you're not super prepared for it, maybe you're a little bit, but with a 5, they yank you towards the two bodies, right? And you fall on top of them, and these vines wrap around you, and one, like, kind of around your neck reaches, and you feel a little dizzy, and you hear another voice say,
"You mortals know not with which you meddle in. The tides favor the shabbily cycle."
I want to, before the ones that are wrapping around him, before they can get all the way around, I want to reach down and grab him and start yanking back.
Okay. Yeah, you just start yanking and yanking. And actually what happens after Cal's been sucked in and that has happened to him, you don't know exactly what's going on, but the vines recede over both the bodies and you realize like there was actually no bodies there. The vines were just supporting these two emblems. But Cal, for the time being, you are now infected with Bashaba's curse.
Oh, fudge.
The effects of which are nobody remembers the cursed between meetings. So each time you encounter someone, the person believes it's the very first time.
But what about those of us who have already known him?
We'll say you're good.
Okay.
So, but like, Quinn's not going to remember you next time. People like that. So from now on, or I guess no, from now on, anyone you meet, the next time you meet them, they'll forget. They won't believe that they
even us.
No, we're good. We have an extended amount of time with him already.
Oh, okay. So it's that people don't know me, not that I don't know people.
Yeah. Each time you encounter someone, that person believes it's the very first time.
Check.
Did you say that the vines let go of everybody, or I'm still pulling them off of him?
As you were pulling them off, and after they wrapped him around, and that message happened, they started to, like, fall away, and those emblems dropped to the floor.
Okay, so I guess since I'm yanking back so hard, they just let go, and momentum carries me back, and I fall on my butt.
Okay.
And then I pull out my revolvers, and I'm pointing them around looking for any more threats.
I'm sorry, can I ask just one more question about this curse? We don't know that this curse even exists yet, right?
No, yeah, so technically, no, you wouldn't
okay,
know.
So I'm not
But I'm just telling you that's the effect, yeah.
Okay.
Smart.
It's better than me trying to, like, remember. That way we can all kind of remember.
Oh, so, yeah. Well, thanks for saving me, man. That was crazy. When it touched me and it grabbed me, I heard this voice and it said something like, "You mortals know not what you meddle in. The tide is with Bashaba," or something like that. It was crazy.
Man, Eldarth, Bashaba, I can't keep up with all this shit. Let's get them crests and get the fuck out of here.
Agreed.
Okay. So let's hop over to Mora and Sandra in the bakery. The two of you approach the bakery. There's no vines on this door either, but the building is mostly covered. You can see a sign that says it is the... And I took this name from Twitter. I'm going to start taking some names from Twitter. It is called the the Slipperkins Candy Bun Bakery. And that name came from the Chasing Tales podcast. So you're at the Slipperkins Candy Bun Bakery in Old Moonbright. You guys want to enter the building?
Yes.
Okay, as you enter the building, you can see the remains of... was once a bustling neighborhood bakery. Two stone ovens sit behind a wooden counter. The shelves surrounding the counter kind of have rotted bread and bags of flour that have kind of been picked away by insects and rats for some time. What do you guys want to do? Check out the space, look around, investigate?
Yeah, investigate. I'll do that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, both you guys roll an investigation roll.
Eight total.
You guys kind of dig around and don't see too much. Just an empty bakery. Let's say you kind of like search through like the register and the counters. Maybe you find some cash. We don't really do money, so whatever. You don't pick it up. We don't do money, really.
Sandra's like searching like frantically to disprove the fact that probably going to the residential home was more fruitful.
Yeah, and so like, she's frantically looking, like,
yeah, she's all like, "There has to be something in here of value. Those freaking that droid and cat think they know better than me."
And Mora is just feeling very empathetic and sees how hard Sandra is struggling. Sandra, I really don't think there's anything here. I really don't. It looks like most of this place is abandoned.
Sandra holds up a whisk and she's like, what about this? This has got to be useful.
What is this? Tell me what it is.
It's a whisk.
A whisk?
I,
yeah, you can take it with you if you want. You want to have a whisk?
Yeah, that doesn't look like nothing to me.
I'm going to put it in the bag. I'm going to put it in the bag. You never know. I'm going to put it in the bag.
Sandra, I really think that you're having a moment here, and I know we're in your childhood home, but I really think that
what's
we need
to get
what's
your all's passive perception?
Passive perception is 12.
It's 9.
12. Okay.
A 12, wait. Yeah, 9.
9? A 12 Mora passes, because it was a 12 plus. You get the whiff of, like, a freshly baked biscuit.
Oh.
And you don't know.
Oh. I'm smelling something real nice. Oh.
Sorry.
I'm smelling
and
something.
You are like, you are lifted by the smell lines, like in a cartoon, over towards the ovens.
Oh. Wow. What am I smelling here?
Your nose leads you to the one on the left, and you look inside, and you see a completely normal biscuit.
Oh, I don't want to touch it. I, as myself, like, do not want to touch it, but
you can
Mora,
actually, like, feel
being a fucking idiot for food is just gonna.
It's still warm. Like, you can feel the warmth off this biscuit.
Oh my god! Yeah, Mora's reaching forward. Fucking hell!
There's one pink animal cookie sticking out of the top.
Yes, there's. Yep, it's a special animal.
Shut up! Okay, no, it's not.
No, it's okay. Not. It's a normal biscuit.
Stop, because that's some sorcery shit I'm not going to be a part of.
Mora, yeah. You now have the biscuit of perpetual giving.
What?
Yeah, I will explain how this works.
Okay.
The loaf, if broken up and shared, but not completely, will heal the party for 1d4 health.
So if I share my biscuit, I can heal people?
Yes.
Ooh.
The following, but not the whole
thing. Not that's the whole not thing. The only thing that'll happen if you share your biscuit.
Oh damn!
The following day, the biscuit is back to its original form. But if eaten completely, like the four of you eat the whole thing, you get 3d6 health, but it will not return. It's expended.
Oh.
And whenever you eat it, it tastes like your favorite bread. Oh. So whatever it's from, if it's like cheddar biscuits from
it's the chocolate coffee dark bread from Outback.
That's pretty good too.
Oh yeah,
that's fire.
That's the stuff.
Oh, you know what? It'll be garlic knots from.
You didn't get the bread, Chris. So shut
only
up.
If you share.
I want to hear his favorite bread. Damn it!
No one cares what's about your favorite
Chris,
bread.
Chris, no.
Garlic
DM
knots.
Overruled.
Shut
garlic
up,
garlic knots
Chris.
From Round Table Pizza or Tony's. I can't remember which one it is.
Oh my god! Shut up! It's
so
my
just
bread.
As you pick that up, just as you pick that up, Del and Cal, you are walking towards the bakery because you heard them earlier.
Oh, we found them. Mm-mm. We got the crests.
We got them crests.
And then Mora walks over to the boys and is just like, guys, she's really struggling here.
Sandra, like, bursts out of the bakery holding the whisk up. You see, it was worth coming in here.
Oh, yeah.
This whisk, I know it. I know it. It's important. It is.
Yeah. Maybe that's the thing that the void's looking for. But I should say, more importantly, Cal also talked to a god.
Yeah, what? I don't know what hell was that. What that was all about, but I got tangled in by them vines, yeah, and they like drew me in, and I could hear his voice, and he said something like, "Are you mortals? Know not what you meddle with," and something about Bishaba, the tides favor Bishaba this season. I really don't know.
Are you?
Do you know,
are you caught anywhere? Are you caught like I was on the beach?
No, I don't think so. No, I think I'm all right.
Kirk, if
can
someone
I do
wants
like
to make
a religion?
Religion
check, yeah, I'll do a religion check because it's my home. Hopefully, I know. Ooh, 17 plus 1 is 18, sucker.
Yeah, so you know somewhat of Bishaba. She's also known as Lady Doom.
Oh, God.
I'll
Lady
read up
Doom?
A
you
brief
heard from
description.
Lady Doom?
She's the chaotic evil entity deity of accidents, bad luck, misfortune, and random mischief.
Man, that's like my real life.
So I just got touched by the Lady of Doom.
The Lady of Doom touched you, bro.
So what does that mean? Is something going to happen to me? Am I going to die? Should I go back? Maybe we should go back to zero. Maybe it's time we go back to zero, yeah?
I'm seeing a theme here. We got the Lady Doom and the opposite of the Lady of Doom talking to Sandra. Don't remember Eldarth? Eldath?
Eldarth.
But you hear a voice boomed up, Eldarth.
Eldarth.
No, you don't. You don't hear anything.
Well, Carol, we can't go back to zero yet. We just got them crests. We got to get into the new Moonbrite.
All right. That's fine. I just got a little bit spooked.
Cow.
Just because, you know, just a Lady of Death just touched me. No big deal, though. You know, just excuse me for
bringing up. I'm kind of with Cal on this one. I'm not feeling too great either, but...
How about this? We got what we came for. We all got Chris. Let's just get the fuck out of this old Moonbrite, go to the new one,
yes,
and see what's going on. We see what we got to get out of here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys don't want to go in the Smith shop?
I mean...
You want to go alone?
Look, I extended...
Look, we can't leave Sandra alone, guys. If she's going in there, we got to go with her, because right, she's having...
Just a quick peep in, and then I can leave. Just quick peep.
I don't know what you're saying, but yeah, let's go.
What?
Quick peep? Let's go.
By the way, you guys check out the name of our bakery. Anyone? Because that's something else.
What was the name? Do you remember the name?
No.
Slippery Fins? Slipper Fins Candy Bun.
Slipperkins Candy Bun.
That was close.
I was really close. That L looked like a... That K looked like an L. My cursive is not good.
So you guys want to make your way just quickly, take a peek in the Smith shop?
Yeah.
Yes. We're following Sandra.
Okay, so you head out the bakery and make your way around to the Smith shop, and it's an open-air, like, blacksmith shop.
That looks up at the name.
The name is... the name on the sign that is hanging outside is Thunks Smithy. That name came from Brian at Brian_1965 on Twitter. So thank you for the name. Thunky. Thunks. Or Thunk.
Thank you.
Thunky.
Thunks.
Thunky. Oh, Thunky.
Thunks.
Thunks. Smithy.
Old Thunky. Missed that guy.
Oh my god, it says Thunks.
Old Thunk. Thunk.
Thunk.
Missed that guy.
Because it's like Thunk.
Oh, thunk. Never mind. It's not a person.
Hey, okay.
Oh, that's so clever. I get
too
it.
Too clever for us.
Apparently, man, I try. I try to do something.
It's an onomatopoeia.
Yes.
I get it. Yes. All right. Sandra, in a flurry, is starting to search everywhere just to redeem herself.
Okay. You hear this, like, sound. You hear, like, and I need you to make a dex save for me really quick.
That sounds like she stepped on a rock and...
15 plus 1 is 16.
What's that movie?
A 16 is just enough as you catch out of the corner of an eye a dagger blink out of nowhere and then shoot across the room. Blink and then shoot across the room again.
What?
Hey, catch that dagger.
Catch it? We won't!
I would like to try to catch that dagger with my vine that you gave me, my vine whip.
Okay.
Is that possible?
Yes. Anything is possible in D&D.
If you make
an attack roll against the dagger.
Okay. Hold on. Let me do that again. Dude, I keep dropping off my desk. Hold on. Okay, 12 total. Wait, no. You said a dex save? Or dex?
No, dirty? just an attack.
Oh. With my vine... I don't think there's any added to the vine whip.
I don't think
it's just 1d6, so 11.
11. So an 11, you swing and maybe you hit the dagger, but you don't quite whip around it. Everyone else now is entering the shop as you see Sandra kind of like whipping her vine whip at this thing and it disappears again.
Can I? Del would like to, is there a, I want to do some whatever check. I want to see if there's a pattern to its.
Okay.
To its disappearing.
Yeah, do perception. Yeah.
Okay. Fucking five.
Five. You cannot tell if there's an exact pattern. It seems like it's going everywhere. You hear and Cal, I need you to make two rolls for me. Make a dex save and then make a sleight of hand check to see if you can catch it as this dagger comes right at you.
Okay, the dex save was 19 plus 3.
Perfect. So let's say you like see it come at you and you swoop around and let's see if you're good enough to swap it and grab the hilt.
Sleight of hand, 15.
15? 15 does it, right? On the money. So you see this dagger like blink out of nowhere and then come at you and you swing around behind it and snatch it out of the air out of its hilt and it starts like shaking in your hand. And you see like an eye embedded near the top, like right where the blade comes out. There's like an eye right there.
The hilt?
The hilt. Yes, the handle and the hilt. Yes, there's an eye in the hilt. So you now are in possession of the blink dagger. Let me tell you everything about it. And I'll add this to your stuff later, but you have a plus one bonus to attack and damage rolls made with this weapon. The description is a finely crafted knife, perfectly balanced and ideal for throwing. The blade appears ethereal when inspected. It contains three charges and regains expended charges when the wielder traces a constellation with it over a long rest. So you get two kind of actions with it. The one is blink. The round you throw the dagger, you may use a bonus action and expend a charge to teleport to the dagger's location and grab hold of it. So as long as you're within 100 feet of you. So you can like throw it, burn a charge, and like, boop, go wherever you throw it. Or you can do bound return. So like, say you just throw it, but you don't want to teleport, you can use a charge to have it shoot back to your hand.
Okay.
Fun.
So, and it has normal damage, I think 1d6, like a dagger, but you'll have 1d6 plus 1.
That's fun.
Okay. Right on.
Yeah, very fun.
So you catch this dagger. What happens?
Oi, you see that? Look at that. I got it.
That's pretty cool.
And it kind of like starts blinking at everybody.
Oh no, I don't like that. No.
It seems pretty cool to me, yeah. I think I'm just going to stick this right here. And kind of just puts it right on his belt.
Yep, and as you sheathe it, it kind of closes, the eye closes like it's resting.
Hmm.
Hey, it's like your little buddy. It's like a little, your little pet. It trusts you. It went to sleep.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I got this, and then I got Cluck Norris. I got chicken. Him.
Yeah.
You got
a lot of little. You got little pets.
Yeah.
And a mouse. Don't forget the little Missy.
That's right.
You're just a pet guy.
Well, he kind of is a pet if you look at
that's
him.
That's true.
That's not. I'm not a pet. Don't say that. Don't say that shit. All right.
All right. Hey, sorry. I didn't mean to agree with that.
Just, it's all right.
Just having a crack. Right. Just having a crack. It's all right. Just slagging you off.
Maybe
it's
I'll fine. Make some short jokes later. I don't
no,
know. Maybe.
We're not fucking making no short jokes or nothing like that. No.
What?
Not all.
Hey, Kirk, is there any other, like, weapons around, like,
there's
on the walls?
Plenty, but they're all basic weapons.
So, I mean, by chance, there's not, like, a war hammer or something?
to make this a game and like have the dice tell the story, roll an investigation roll to see if you find something. We'll make the DC 12.
So, I mean, you don't have to give it to me. I did roll a 17, but eventually I'll pay for it.
No, you, with a 17, you do find a warhammer.
Do I really?
You're
the best DM. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for my new gift. Yay. But I can carry, like, because I can strap the Sonic Maul on
my back and then carry the warhammer?
Sure.
I'm a brute. Yeah.
Yeah. So you pick up a warhammer.
Is there a hand axe by any chance?
Let's do the same thing. DC 12 investigation.
Wait.
This is a smith shop, so there are stuff everywhere.
What am I rolling?
I'm just gonna straight up assume
investigation.
Okay.
I'm gonna straight up assume that there are no handguns.
No handguns. I'll tell you that.
Why is this thing?
So Kirk,
I rolled 20.
Okay. So you want axe?
Yes.
Hand axe. Okay. So just write that down, and I'll add it to your
inventory later.
Okay. Next, who is next? Everyone's talking to me.
Cow's looking for a grapple hook.
Yeah. Okay.
Investigation with the DC 12.
Okay.
Is a grapple hook a weapon in the game? By the way,
it's not a weapon. I just kind of wanted it to. So like, if ever I needed to like climb something,
like a tool.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like a tool. And you said investigation, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Investigation. That was 16.
Okay. You dig through the back and you find a grapple hook with a range of 20 feet.
Okay. All right, cool. Chris? Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm a range fighter, so I'm not, I don't really have any.
Think of anything at a smith shop if you want to try to find it. This is the chance.
Really nothing.
I'm being a very kind DM. I'm gonna be guys all.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. Thank you so much.
I'm excited to have a
I
weapon
somebody, so
other
I'm feeling
than
benevolent
daggers.
I can't think of anything because I don't use any. I don't use like any sort of basic melee weapons or tools.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else you guys want to do? You've pretty much gone through town. I'll say that you guys have looked at each of the main parts of this of Old mm-hmm. Moonbright.
I got guys. I think that's it. I think it's time to go to New Moonbright.
Agreed.
Sounds like it.
Agreed.
All right.
So you guys got any ideas what'll happen if I run into myself? How are we gonna handle this?
I had a thought, maybe a way to handle that. I was thinking. Two things. Either we disguise you and we go in and then we ask to talk to the commander and we explain what's going on before we show her you. Or the three of us go in and do the same thing and get her to come out and talk to you. Either way, I think the best thing is to warn her first. Get her input on it. See if she thinks it's a good idea to have you two meet face to face.
After knowing me, you think that's going to work?
I mean, she's got to remember us, right? This is... You still had to have... I mean, I don't know. I assume you still had to have gone through the academy. Well, I guess we'll have to see if she recognizes us.
Sounds like the best plan we've got.
And it's the only plan we've got.
If shit goes south, we'll do plan B, which is... Pull back your hood and show your face.
And rip time in half. Mordecai was very explicit that we were not supposed to be showing each other our past selves, present selves, nothing. We're not supposed to meet each other.
I agree with the wee one. I'm not sure if I would want to meet me.
All right, well, we'll just cross that bridge when we get there.
We're getting there very soon. That bridge is around the corner.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the next episode.
Next episode?
I like to talk in euphemism.
Maura rolls her eyes just like Kaylee did in the video.
So let me kind of get the story going a little bit. It's about a 1 day's journey to New Moonbright from where you're at currently. You're going to head west from here? West from here. And it's about a one day's journey. And you guys have not rested since you landed last night.
Oh. Man, I'm tired.
If you guys want to, like, try to make camp and set up somewhere in Old Moonbright or head out of town and then maybe game plan before we wrap things up?
Let's go to the, do you guys want to camp in town or out of town? I don't know. This place gives me the heebie-jeebies.
I really would prefer if we're out of town completely and we just kind of hide ourselves inside the tree line or something. I'm very comfortable in the woods and in the tree line.
How long did it take us to get from the beach to Old Moonbright?
2 hours. But it was becoming morning as you guys got there.
You guys want to just tough it out and trek back to the beach and sleep in our bunks on the ship?
Oh, sounds good to me.
That sounds great to me.
I'm just going along for the ride.
All right.
Okay, so we'll wrap this episode up like this. You guys take the 2-hour trek back from Old Moonbright to the ship. Cal, you hit that button and unlock the ship, or whatever, and the hatch lowers, and you guys all bunk up for the night, get a good day's rest, I suppose. Maybe you take 24 hours off.
And I think Dal needs to go ahead and get me a few more of those cookies in his back.
Okay.
And maybe
I get to restock. I'm at zero.
So you guys kind of take a day to rest, and you guys can game plan and figure out what happens next time.